Utah's winter pollution season officially gets underway this weekend, and thanks to $1 million from the legislature, new research is focusing on what causes the state's air quality problems and how to cure them. KUER's Judy Faze reports.
A dozen studies will look hard at what makes city winter pollution so nasty in Utah and why ground-level ozone gets so high. They'll also zero in on air chemistry and the weather's role. Patrick Berrickman oversees the studies for the Utah Division of Air Quality. He says some of the problems are Utah-specific.
We consider it an applied research program, seeking to understand what are some quite complex problems related to different aspects of the air pollution problems that we have. There are problems that we know are there, but really haven't had the resources to look at these questions in the kind of depth that we're able to now with this research money.
The studies will take into account the pollution in Utah's cities and in rural areas like the Great Salt Lake and the Uinta Basin. Pollution from oil and gas drilling and from tailpipes and wood burning will get a look. So will wildfires and dust storms. Berrickman says the idea is to figure out what pollution controls will work best.
I guess it allows us to take a scalpel to the problem as opposed to a meat cleaver.
Many people call air pollution Utah's biggest quality of life problem. Kathy Van Dame is the citizen representative on the Utah Air Quality Board and a member of the advocacy group Breathe Utah. She's a longtime clean air activist who's happy to see such a big investment in cleaning up the air.
One of the things that has been very frustrating to folks is that they want to know what will really work. This research, I think, is really critical for us getting a handle on what things really will make a difference.
Research teams include the University of Utah, Weber State, Utah State, and Brigham Young University. Judy Faze, KUER News.